knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Jack.
How's my favorite person?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Janet?
What?
Don't move!
What?
The way the light is hitting your face, I have never seen you look so beautiful. You are a Botticelli painting. You are a sculpture by Michelangelo.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. No, Jack. It is your turn. I will not clean the apartment for you.
Okay, Janet, okay. Where's Chrissy?
She's in taking a shower, but she said to tell you no, too.
I'd like to hear that from her. Thank you very kindly.
You're welcome.
Chrissy?
No.
Whatever happened to the milk of human kindness? All I'm getting around here is sour cream.
Look, Jack, every time you have to cook for a hot date, Chrissy and I get the same routine. Please, girls, just this once, won't you clean the apartment for me?
Well, not this time.
Oh, no.
No, I want you to clean the apartment and stay away from it.
What? Forget it, Jack.
Oh, please, girls, this one's real special.
Sure, they all are.
Oh, yeah, would I buy 6 pounds of prime rib for just anyone?
Sounds like you're dating a St. Bernard.
Boy, this must be love.
No.
Hey, Jack! Who is this girl anyway?
Her name happens to be Bobby Trilling.
Yeah?
And she entered a beauty contest and won first prize. Miss Beach Volleyball.
That's not much of a prize. I'd rather win Mr. Beach Volleyball.
Chrissy, I don't need your very bad jokes. I need your help, please.
Well, I guess we could go to a movie until 10, Janet.
Oh, thanks, Janet. Please.
All right, till 10, Jack. But 10 o'clock, okay? After that, whatever you're doing with that girl, you're going to be doing with us, too. I didn't mean it like
thank,
that.
Thank you, girls.
You are welcome. Really much.
Woo!
Oh, here's your mail.
Hi, Mr. Curly.
Hey, listen, where have you people been? You complain I never fix things, and then when I come up here, you let the doorbell ring for 10 minutes.
That's broken, too.
All right, I'll get to that.
Thank you.
And what's this about no heat in your bedroom?
Right in there.
That was before he got the date with Miss Beach Volleyball.
Tippy Toes has got a what with Miss Who?
No. She said, I don't want to miss my date to play beach volleyball with the fellas, you know. No spiking!
Well, I bet when you boys are through with the net, you cut it up for t-shirts.
T-shirts, oh, that's very funny. Okay, Mr. Furley, take your choice, heater or doorbell?
Doorbell.
Thank you. Chris? I'll be darned!
What?
This is from BJ.
Who's BJ?
He's coming to visit me.
Who's BJ?
I haven't seen him in years.
Who the devil is BJ?
It's my old Navy buddy. We went all through boot camp together, but we got separated.
Oh, poor baby. Sometimes these things just don't work out.
Just fix the doorbell, would you please? Thank you very much.
The people have been ringing this wrong. Come back.
Well, the old wizard certainly fixed it, didn't he?
Yeah, now we have the only doorbell that sends smoke signals. Get it?
Bobby, would you like an after-dinner drink?
No, thanks, Jack.
I might spill it when we start necking.
Sorry, beg your pardon?
Well, you fixed that delicious dinner and you've been so nice. What else did you have in mind?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, I'm glad. I can't stand rejection.
Well, there won't be any. We don't have much time.
What?
I mean, now's the time.
Is that your roommate?
No, it's my heart pound.
You didn't answer. I got you a new thermostat.
Wonderful, thank you, bye.
You know what this means, don't you?
Yeah, I finally get a heater in my bedroom.
I'm talking about you and her.
Did you say her?
Yeah, her.
She.
Her.
Of course, how could you know?
Know what?
That she's not a her. She's a he.
She's a he?
Or he's a she, take your choice. That's my old Navy buddy, BJ, Bobby.
That girl is a guy.
Only on dates.
That girl is a him?
Yeah, most of the time it's bosun's mate, Bob, U.S. Navy.
What won't you people think of next?
So now everything's okay, huh?
I gotta see this close up.
Oh, Bobby, this is my landlord.
Hi.
Relax, pal. You don't have to be sensitive around me. It's just that I've never gotten this close to one of you before.
I can see why.
How do you get your voice so high?
Mr. Furley, we'd love you to stay and chat, but we know how busy you are.
Everything looks so real.
What are you talking about?
Boy, I'll bet that wig costs a fortune.
Hey, stop that.
Oh, he's kidding. You know landlords.
The skin and everything. Well, it must be murder shaving that close.
Jack, is this some kind of a joke?
Well, I gotta hand it to you. You sure had me fooled.
Ouch. That hurt, you creep.
Bobby, wait. I'll go with you.
No, back off. Now, I've met some weirdos in my day, but he takes surprise. And you didn't even try to stop it.
Bobby, wait. I can explain.
Listen to who's talking weirdos.
Furley.
Oh, relax, Jack. You know what they say, you can never trust a sailor.
There went paradise. Not to mention 6 pounds of prime rib.
You know something, Jack? You're almost there. Why don't you take that last step?
What are you talking about?
Well, she, he, whatever. That was so close to the real thing. Why don't you come over to the other side? What? You're standing at the golden door. Let me pull you through.
You mean girls?
Yeah. And Ralph Furley here, the king of romance, I'll teach you everything I know personally. You'll get the benefit of all my experience and skill with women. You'll be a swinging macho man before you know it.
Wait a minute. You mean you will convert me?
It's not going to be easy, but I think I can do it. I may be the only one who can do it.
You mean so I can date girls right out in the open and take them to the Beagle and hug them and kiss them and Lord knows what?
Yeah, it's great stuff. Trust me.
Okay, when do we start?
I'll start your first lesson tomorrow, slugger.
Mr. Furley, thanks.
Wrong.
Sorry.
It's gonna be uphill.
Hi, girls.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Keep an eye on him, will you? See you tomorrow, fella. That's it. That's it. I'm free. I'm free.
Boy, that must have been some date.
No, I don't have to fake it anymore.
What?
Furley's going to show me how to be a real ladies' man.
Come in. Hi, Larry. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm just taking a little side trip to Vegas.
Oh, yeah? Well, when you come back, you're going to see a big change around here.
Oh, really? What, are you finally fixing up the place?
No, I'm going to fix Jack.
I didn't know he was broken.
No. Jack wants to be a real man, and I'm going to show him how.
You're going to show him?
Yeah, I'm going to teach him everything I know.
Well, that shouldn't take too long. I mean, Jack is a very good student.
Oh, yeah, he should graduate in no time. You know something, though? I'm really going to miss him.
Huh? Why is that?
Oh, we can't have a man living here with two girls. My brother Bart would never allow it. So Jack will just have to move out. Well, have a good trip.
All right, I'm coming. Okay, you guys, promise me you won't laugh no matter what.
Okay, Jack, we promise. I don't see why Furley insists on Chrissy and I being here.
I guess he wants an audience.
Yet every time I think of Furley teaching Jack how to be a lady.
Okay, you guys, knock it off, okay? You're gonna blow my one chance to quit this act I've had to put on for 3 years.
Okay, we're sorry. We'll be good.
Okay, that's it. Now remember, you have to take this seriously. No matter what he says, play along with
him. Okay, we'll play along. Come on, Chrissy.
I'll remember to fix that doorbell.
Never mind that, Mr. Furley. Just come on in. Okay.
How you doing, Tiger?
Ready?
Yeah, that's the old fight. Hi, girls.
Hi, Mr. Furley.
I got to admit, Mr. Furley, I'm a little nervous.
Oh, there's nothing to be scared about, Jack. This one hurt a bit. Now, as you all know, I'm here to teach Jack how to be a real man. Now, you may laugh at this.
Well, no, we won't. He told us not to.
Yeah, nothing. Go on, Professor.
Oh, yeah. Well, which one of you ladies would like the honor of being my partner in this demonstration?
Go ahead, Chrissy. Mr. Furley's waiting.
Oh, no, you Chrissy? Deserve the honor more.
Chrissy, come on, you're my best friend. I want you to do it.
You've been so kind to me. I insist.
Girls, don't fight over me. Gosh. I'll use Chrissy first.
Oh, double darn.
All right, now, Chrissy, you're standing on the corner waiting for a bus.
Where are you going?
To get my purse.
What for?
Bus fare.
The bus never shows up. Come over here.
Come on. Now, just stand right here. Okay. Jack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
lesson number one is approach. Now, you sidle up to the girl.
Sidle?
Yeah, you don't want to scare the target away. Here, let me show you. Okay. Are you religious?
Yes.
Then your prayers have just been answered.
Buzz off, pinhead.
Chrissy, you're not supposed to play hard to get.
Mr. Furley, can I try it now?
Well, it's a little soon, but go ahead.
Try it. Okay. I'll just relax right
here.
You know what I like about you?
What?
My arms.
Oh, that's cute.
It was beginner's luck.
Okay, now what?
Contact. Put your arms around her. That's clumsy, clumsy. Chrissy, excuse me. Now, you take her arm.
Yeah.
Then you put her hand in yours. Mm-hmm. This hand disappears and pops up here. This hand pops down here. And then you pivot.
Whoa!
Take this hand, your arm right here?
Yeah.
This hand?
Hi, is Jack here?
Oh, yes,
I just want to tell him something.
Well, I should have known. I hope you two will be very happy together. Goodbye, Jack.
No, but wait, Bobby, wait.
Hold on, Admiral. I'm just his landlord.
No, hey, let him go. You never can trust a sailor.
Wait, Jack, you know something? I think you're ready for the big test right now.
I am?
Come on over here. Plant yourself. Okay, Janet, what? It's your turn.
Oh, great.
Come on over here.
Yeah.
Get right up to him. Okay. Now, this is your final exam. Okay, let her rip.
Just watch
Don't
it,
spoil
Jack.
It, Janet.
Just watch it, Jack.
What do I do, Mr. Furley?
Kiss her. Yeah. Kiss her.
Great.
On the lips, ew, yeah.
It's your final exam.
Okay.
Oh, I can't.
Get another woman, please. No. Wait. I'm in the mood now. Can I touch her?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Oh. Okay, here goes.
That's it, you got it. That's it.
Go away, Jack. It's me, Larry. I got something important to tell you.
Jack, I think we better let him in.
That's it for brunettes. Let me try a blonde.
Jack, it's a matter of life and death.
What?
Jack,
that's great. You've graduated.
Oh, no. Too late.
Congratulations, Jack. You're a real man.
I've graduated.
And don't you forget to keep in touch after you move out of here.
Move out?
Well, sure. Now that he's changed, he has to move out.
Well, you're not going to move out, are you, Jack?
Oh, yeah. My brother Bart is very strict about these things. Now, you keep in touch, fella.
I was afraid this would happen.
Excuse me. Wait a minute, Larry.
You knew about all this?
Yeah, well, Furley told me yesterday before I went to Vegas.
Then why didn't you come up and tell me?
Because the meter was running on my taxi.
Why didn't you call me?
Long distance?
What am I getting mad at you for? I'm the one to blame. I thought I was being so smart.
Well, don't worry, Jack. We're not going to let you go that easily.
Thanks, but what can you do?
Well, one thing, we could go down there and talk to Furley. Come on, Chrissy.
And he better let you stay, or else.
Or else what?
Or else he won't.
I tell you, Larry, I'm such a loser today. First my home, and now Bobby Trilling.
Bobby Trilling? I know her.
Yeah, I used to know her. Until she came in and saw me and Furley with our arms wrapped around each other.
Yeah, well, I'd be jealous, too, if I saw that.
Will you cut it out? Furley was showing me how to be a real man, right? And now Bobby thinks I'm gay.
Hey, no problemo. I'll just call her and patch things up.
Not in a million years. She'll never see me again.
Hey, just leave everything to your Uncle Larry, all right? As long as you're leaving, I'm going to throw you a farewell party. And the party's name is Bobby Trilling.
I'm getting a headache.
Bobby, it's awfully nice of you to meet me here at a moment's notice.
Well, you did say it was an emergency.
Oh, it is. Bobby, you're a very warm, generous, giving person.
Why, thank you, Larry.
Don't mention it. Bobby, I know you'd want to help a man who thinks the world of you and who needs you desperately.
Oh, of course, Larry. Your place or mine?
No.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
I'm talking about Jack.
Jack, don't mention his name to me.
No, you don't understand.
No, I saw him in the arms of another man.
That man was his father.
His father?
Mm-hmm.
That crazy, weird...
No, not crazy. Drunk. Blitzed out of his gourd. Well, that's why Jack had his arms around him, to hold him up.
Jack said that was his landlord.
He didn't want to embarrass the old man in front of a perfect stranger.
Oh.
Yeah, that's been Jack's tragic secret all his life. The things that poor boy has done for his father.
Poor Jack.
Yeah. So, Bobby, if you could find it in your heart to go to him now, with a little cheer, a little love, to help him forget.
Oh, yes, I will. And thank you for telling me.
I should be writing commercials.
Just a minute.
Bobby.
Poor dear Jack. Larry told me everything.
Oh, then you know that my landlord...
No more secrets, Jack. Larry told me about your father.
My father? What father?
That poor sick man.
Oh, that father. Oh, yeah. You know about his heart trouble.
Larry told me he had a drinking problem.
Drinking problem, which of course brought on the heart trouble.
I remember it twice. Can I ever make it up to you?
I have a suggestion.
Come on.
I don't know why you're dragging me up here. It's not going to do any good.
Look, Mr. Furley, the very least you could do is listen to Jack's side of the story.
Yeah, you're the one who changed him.
All right, come on, right in here. Come on, here you go.
I'll listen, but I...
Ah! Are you two at it again? After all my teaching... Well, once a tippy toe's always a tippy toe.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Furley.
Isn't your ship ever going to sail?
Oh, my God, he's drunk again.
Yep. Don't pay
oh,
any attention.
Oh, don't keep away from me.
Cool it, Swabby. I was just admiring the war paint.
It must take you days to get looking that good.
Now, that does it, and I don't care if you do have a drinking problem.
Oh, she didn't mean that. That was an accident, Bobby. Say you're sorry.
You want me to say I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry I ever met you!
Oh, well, cheer up, Jack. At least you won't have to move out.
I won't?
Well, of course not. It's obvious you're never going to be interested in females.
Oh, Jack, can you believe it?
Oh, go home.
Oh, get away from me!
So near and yet so far. Hi, Janet. Is Jack here? I'll ask him a question.
Oh, yeah. His Navy buddy came in. They're out in the kitchen.
Did they get together again?
Is it Calloway?
Calloway.
Oh, Mr. Furley, I'd like you to meet
yeah,
my...
Yeah, I know. We met. Remember?
When?
When? When you hit me with your purse.
Huh?
And I'll tell you something, Bobby. You make a better-looking girl than you do a guy.
Now, wait a minute.
He's just kidding.
Let me ask you something confidentially. Don't you feel a little naked without your pantyhose?
What's this guy talking about? Hey, Jack,
wait,
Come here!
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.